is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Let's Talk Together in English is brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center. The tiny Caribbean nation of Haiti is on the brinks of collapse. Armed gang violence and looting have made every day a life punishing in the nation of 11 million, with food and medicine in short of supply. The unfolding political crisis has escalated with the resignation of the Prime Minister Ariel Henry on Monday, sending the nation into further chaos. Now, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I am your host, Lady T. It's a pleasure to have you guys with us this evening. I have my political advisor with me, who is no other than Jean-Renaud Altaïs. Jean-Renaud Altaïs, it's a pleasure to have you with us because, like I said, you are the only person who could come on the show to explain to us what's really happening in Haiti. You have the Haiti in the back of your hands, I would say, when it comes to politics. So it's a pleasure. How are you?
Good evening to you and your listeners, and then thanks to have me.
Okay. It's a pleasure to have you. Now, it's so much going on in Haiti now. How do you feel now that the Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned? What this means for Haiti?
Let me start taking the Caribbean leaders for their effort that they get together with the stakeholders in Haiti to see what the best way that they can find to ease up what we have down there. But to tell you the truth, this crisis is not started or are not started overnight. It has started from 1999. And then because we didn't do anything about it, and then now it's getting worse. The resignation of Mr. Ariel Henry doesn't bother the Haitian people. And I will tell you why. It doesn't bother the Haitian people because he wasn't the prime minister for the Haitian people. The laws that we have in place are not recognize him as a prime minister. I will give you two ways that, according with our laws, a person could become a prime minister. First, You have an elected president who come out of elections, who sworn in as a president, based on the laws that set up for our parliaments. The party that who has the majority of the parliaments of the two chambers, the low chamber and the high chamber, get together with the president and choose someone as a prime minister. After the president has finished his choice, he has to send this person to the parliament for the approvals. And each chamber has to listen to the new prime minister, lay out his plan, and then vote it for him or against him. Any chamber that rejected him, he cannot be our prime minister anymore. The president has to choose another person.
Okay.
So in that case, the president has chosen Dr. Ariel Henry. We didn't have the parliament. as number one.
The president chose them, or the international
The president. Before he got assassinated, he chose him.
Oh, excuse me. I did not translate in Creole. Bonsoir, communauté haïtienne. Nous sommes comme nous. C'est un plaisir pour nous là avec vous après-midi à soir. Dans bon jour dimanche après-midi. C'est animatrice communauté haïtienne, Lady T. Lafini. Nous allons nous parler ensemble. Ok, bienvenue pour monde qui fait un branché. Nous gagnons Jean-Renaud Altaïs. C'est lui-même qui guesse moi pour bel dimanche. Côté n'a parlé de missionner à premier ministre Ariel Henry et problème ça qu'a fait Haïti à son d'attendre souhaiter que tout le monde a écouté pour nous prendre note parce que nous connaît Altaïs là pour y bannou tout bon bagaille qu'a fait Haïti Jean Loi doué doué ça dis son plaisir pour moi pour me gagner merci Altaïs on va continuer.
OK, he chose him on Friday. Right? On mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, few hours later, the former president, which is His Excellency Jovenel Moïse, mm-hmm. before he passed away. Okay? He called Mr. Henry, okay, by telling him that on Monday, I will need you to be in office. So let's make an arrangement,
mm-hmm.
okay? And let's make an arrangement for you to be in office on Monday. And now, Ariel Henry said, not now. Okay? He has the courage to tell the president, not now.
What did he mean by telling the president not now?
Hold on now. He said, not now. And between Sunday and Monday,
mm-hmm.
the president got assassinated.
Well, I've read that Ariel Henry, well, I could back this up because it's all over. If you go on Google now, suppose Google automatically wap wè kote Ariel Henry te la danto.
Yes.
Na assassination.
So if the president... So
he was involved in the assassination of the president, according to anywhere.
So Google if the anywhere. President... chosen you as his prime minister, and then he called you to set up a ceremonial,
mm-hmm.
an official ceremonial, okay, for you to take office, and then you refuse to do so, and few days later, he got assassinated, so which means you know something.
Well, everybody knows he knows something.
Let's stay right there. So since that he got assassinated,
mm-hmm.
with having you taken office at the time, so which means you are not prime minister anymore. You are not prime minister anymore.
Because really and truly, he didn't get the president didn't get a chance to become prime minister.
Prime minister.
So by law of Haiti,
yes,
and by the constitutional law of Haiti, he is not
our prime minister.
The prime minister?
No. So
because he never sworn in?
No. So the person that who was the prime minister at the time was Dr. Claude Joseph.
Yeah, Dr. Claude Joseph. I remember
because
that.
He was a part of the government.
Right.
That had been chosen by the president.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Even though they had a political crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he was in charge. And then, few weeks later, the international community, who have a group down there that they call Group Body.
Really?
Yes, Group Body, who represented by USA, ambassador,
mm-hmm.
Canada,
mm-hmm.
ambassador, France,
oh, we did.
Ambassador, Spain, Brazil. And then when you see this group, impose you something,
well, whether or definitely. Not
you like it.
A small country like Haiti cannot. Okay?
Whether or not you like it, it will impose. It will impose. And that's how we have Dr. Ariel Henry there today.
Mm.
So, when they had him sworn in as their prime minister in our country, You see, I carefully saying what I'm saying. Okay?
Yeah.
As their prime minister in our country,
mm-hmm.
few weeks later, so which means that was on 11th of September 2021.
Right.
Dr. Ariel Henry, who believes that he's smart enough, he calls some political party friends, leaders,
mm-hmm.
to come in his office, sit down, and sign an agreement and present it to the public and saying that on 7th of February 2022, we will have a general elections and we will be able to pass the power on.
And that never happened.
That never happened.
This is 2024.
2022. Now, when they get on 21st of December 2022, the same Dr. Ariel Henry
mm-hmm.
called the same political friends. And now they share power together.
Mm-hmm.
And sign another agreement saying that on 7th of February 2024, we will have a general elections where we will have elected persons in place and then we will pass the power on. Now, the Asian people
never picked him.
The Asian people, they're very quiet. They don't have any problem. Some of them mad, but some of them still sitting down and see where Dr. Ariel Henry and his colleagues going to take them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, now, when they reach close to 2024, because remember now, he is not an elected person.
That's right. He is not.
That's a person that was imposed by international community, not mm-hmm. CARICOM.
No.
Not CARICOM. That's the group that so-called body group. Okay? Who led by USA. By USA.
My Lord.
Okay? So, now, when you're getting close, that's why you see the raising of persons that saying that you want... That, let me tell you something. When you reach on that time, 7th of February 2024, you will no longer holding that post anymore. That's what the Asian people said. Okay? So, now, when he reached on that time...
They give him time.
They give him time because he already taken more than 3 years.
That's right. More than enough.
Okay? Without elected.
Which is he only had 90 days.
He's supposed to have only 90 days. If he was prime minister according with our law.
Yes. According to the constitutional laws.
To the constitution.
Yes.
Okay? So, now, USA
so
and...
Haiti has had a fake prime minister in...
A fake prime minister for more than 3 years.
He's...
Fake prime minister. And then what US do, because of the plot, okay, they impose him into CARICOM. That's what they do. They come there, meet with you, showing you all kind of interest and saying that, okay, back him up, okay, because we need him here. He will work for us, okay? All them times, Ariel Henry has done nothing to satisfy even a group of Haitian people. At least, they would say, no, man, we can't remove him like that, man. He's a good person. We could be agreed that he's not a prime minister according with our laws, but the thing is, based on what he done for the country, let's keep him. It has not happened. Okay? So now, we reach to the point where the same guys who make him to resign, because that was he was their prime minister.
That's right. Okay? The Haitian people,
because the
prime minister.
Haitian people and the group that they call gangs,
mm-hmm.
all right? Because one thing that you have to remember, those persons, they don't fly. They don't have visas. So which means those guns that they have in their hands have to come from somewhere.
Correct. Well, that has always been my point.
Because one of the things that who causes the former president got assassinated when he has appointed a commission of inquiry to investigate
where those guns come from. And that's always been me.
And then we have 11 families from the oligarch side,
mm-hmm,
that caught up, their names caught up. And then when the commission of inquiry has presented those names to the president, some person that was his advisors, they say, boy, listen, you better put that on the ground. Because if not, that will cost us a lot. Until now, those names never go to the public. So those persons now who hold on the guns, who know where those guns come from, how they get into them, they say, you know what? We was fighting to one another, but enough is enough. We are not fighting to one another anymore. Now we going to fight against them. That's where US them have a big problem, a big challenge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they say now we are not fighting among us anymore.
Right.
We going against them,
mm-hmm,
who bring those guns and bullets into us. And then now they start saying that we need a foreign forces to go down there and to get the problem solved. But they know that they lie.
Wow.
They know it can happen.
If the people can't, my point is, if the people can't even feed themselves, can't even buy slippers to put on their feet, how can they afford those guns?
Yeah.
Haiti do not make guns.
We don't make guns.
If the guns
at all
are not coming from a country, hello, everybody knows the country, I don't have to call it. How are they getting it? How are they getting the guns?
Let me give you more examples for you to better understand where I'm coming from. The current charged affairs that we have for USA now,
mm-hmm,
and Haiti, he doesn't act as a charged affairs.
No.
He acts as a politician. He all over in the talk show, not talking about what the plan that USA has, okay, for the foreigners and things like that, in terms with visas and this, you know, he's not talking about that. He's talking about Haitian politics and saying that if you don't support Ariel Henry, hell no, what you going to do? So which means he's showing you the full force that they have behind Ariel Henry. But now, those groups that who have guns in their hands, they saying that, okay, if you still continue imposing Ariel Henry, we will show you what time it is. That's what they say.
Yeah, because to my understanding, if you want to say, the reason that I'm doing the show and mostly in English is because I want the English listeners,
yes,
the Bahian people, to have some kind of idea of what's taking place in Haiti, what's going on in Haiti, with the politician, you know, with the crisis that's happening now, the chaos, everybody knows. So that is the reason why we're doing this show based on in English. So, mm-hmm, everybody can really know, you know, what's taking place in Haiti now.
Yeah.
With all the corruption.
Yes.
But what I want to know is the fact that Ariel Henry is not the prime minister no more. What does this mean for Haiti? What's going to happen now? Is it safe to go to Haiti? First of all, I'm going to ask you, is it safe for Bahamas there or any planes to travel to Haiti now?
Let me answer
first
you.
First of all.
You want me to answer you? Let me tell you something. Yes, Ariel Henry resigned for the international community because he was the prime minister. Secondly, I agreed with the CARICOM leaders because I could tell you one thing, especially the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he reached out to a lot of leaders on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you that because I spoke to the leaders and then I got the news, okay, to see how they could get together as stakeholders, and then to find a better solution for the country in the short order. I know that. But now, while the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is trying to find a good solution, so do you think that those that who had Haiti on their hand for years, they will give a chance to CARICOM to be succeed? That's the question, number one. Number two, if USA really wanted that situation to be solved, you know what they should ask all those stakeholders and CARICOM leaders to do? Go back to our constitution.
Mm-hmm.
1987 constitution. 1987 constitution. Mm-hmm. We're saying that when you have a vacant mm-hmm. presidential.
Okay. Hold that right there for us. You are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. We will be right back after this break. Seyen epi chita, s'il vous plaît, y'a prélé pour radiographie. Tale. Se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problèm nan Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize randevou rezultat. Sa vle di, antre, soti. Si test depi stajo moutwe ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif test depi taj sa. Kounya la mem. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor, ou bien visite lokasyon nou Kamake Lod, Chaudia.
We need to talk. And it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady T. Bienvenue à Guardian 96.9 FM. On nous parle ensemble avec guest moi, Altaïs Jean-Renaud, qui là a parlé nous de politique Haïti, ça qu'a fait Haïti, problème pour pays. Ça, so, ça c'est un bel sujet pour moi parce que moi-même tout m'a pas prendre en pile dans ça l'abdio. So Jean-Renaud, Altaïs, let's go.
Oui. Before we take the break,
right.
I was talking about the system that we have in place when you have a vacant presidential mm-hmm. in our country, and then this is what you're supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have that case, you only have one scenario. The scenario is you call for our Chief System Justice, okay, to fill this position as an interim president. When you have him in place, and then he will sit down with the stakeholders,
right,
the political party leaders, and then to choose a prime minister. And after you choose, he chosen along with them, the prime minister, they will sit down again. Now, the prime minister and the president have the duty to sit down with the political party leaders to form the government. So the party who wanted to be, to have, to hold on the president, who doesn't have a chance to do so, okay, they will give him a ministry post, okay? And then all of us agreed on the agreement, signed by them, and headed into the general election. That's what the CARICOM leaders need.
Right.
Not to ask the stakeholders, the political party leaders, to send someone to form a presidential council. It's not constitutional. Okay? That's unlawful. You want fix it one time, fix it. But go and do it properly. Do it the right way.
That's right.
Okay? Don't try to do things that because those big boys, US, Canada, France, trying to impose you something and then to impose the Haitian people. And you already know that they will not accept that. And at the same time, you're saying that you are looking for peace.
They're definitely showing that they are not
accepting
anything.
Let me tell you something. The meeting that the CARICOM leaders had in Jamaica.
The Haitians are angry.
You see, right now, it make it worse. I will tell you why. All leaders that who was a part of that meeting.
Right.
And then who have accepted to send person down there. Last night, yesterday, I heard Jimmy Cherizier that they call barbecue. Saying that any hotel person, owner, who hiding them followers, they come in for them. He's saying by today, they come in for those guys.
So that means that they're going into the hotels to get this.
to get those politicians.
Which means
they're serious about that. They're saying, listen, as a partners, as a neighbors, I understand that you're trying to help us to get this problem solved.
But let's do it the right way.
But let the Haitian people get together and then they get it solved. And then they will tell you what it is and then you will go with it. But don't try to impose it.
But I know
your own plan.
I know that the Haitian people want Guy Philippe, but the CARICOM leaders don't want Guy Philippe.
They can't say they don't want him.
Right.
Let me tell you something. That's why I love the Bahamas.
I would think that should be the Haitian business, the Haatian people business.
Not CARICOM.
Not CARICOM.
CARICOM can't say that they don't want him.
They should be there to support, anybody that they put in place, because whoever going in place is going in place to help the Haitian national.
Of course.
So why would CARICOM oppose Guy Philippe? Do you have any idea why is it he's not making the
Let me say this. USA saying that those guys are involved in criminal activities. Right?
Right.
While as an outside person right now, because I'm in the Bahamas, right? So those guys, they call press conference and ask the Haitian people for forgiveness. Except some of the politicians
who called press conference?
Jimmy Cherizier.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
They get together and they call press conference. And they saying that some of us do you very bad.
Right.
We accepted that. At the same time, for us to rebuild the country, we need to call for forgiveness.
Right.
That's what he said.
Which is true.
So, you were saying that, oh no, because you get involved in criminal activities, you can't ask the Haitian people for forgiveness. That's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. That's fine. But you have all resources. you ride there only 1 hour and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Fly from Haiti to USA.
Right.
Get that solved. Get that solved. Don't come to CARICOM. No, don't come to CARICOM. Don't come to CARICOM. You have the resources to solve the problem. Get that solved. Without them, because they get involved in criminal activities. All right? Mm-hmm. Don't ask CARICOM leaders to send their troops down there. You have enough troops. Right there. By at your NBC. Right there.
With one drone.
Get that solved.
They can take all these people out.
Let me tell you something. Where is your friend?
To my opinion, I feel like if the U.S. really wants to help Haiti, they can help Haiti because they have all the resources and they have the funds to do so. A war has been going on. What? Is the war still going on between Ukraine and Russia? U.S. spend billions of dollars.
Let me give you some information.
Why can't you help Haiti, who is right next door? If you really, really want to help Haiti, are you really helping Haiti or are you trying to destroy Haiti?
Let me give you some information. The same Guy Philip that U.S. saying that they don't want.
I think that's the one that's for Haiti.
From 2001 to 2004. That's the same person that they use to kick Aristide out. To take Aristide out. The same Guy Philip, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Secondly, the same U.S. who saying that they don't want Guy Philip, right? When they need him to do their mission, they call for him.
Wow.
The same Barbecue, who was the former police officer, they saying that they don't want. Right? When they need Barbecue to do their mission,
Barbecue is a good person.
They call for him.
He's a good person, to my understanding.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
The same person that UN, okay, had to represent them in Haiti in 2022. You know what they say? When those gang leaders get together, she said, oh, that's a good move. That's what she said. You know why? Because that move was good for them. Not for Haitian people. For them. Because the Haitian people got kidnapped. When they kidnapped them, they call in for $1 million. Those $1 million, when they get into those criminal hands, where they go back to? They don't come back to the Bahamas. They don't go back to Jamaica. But they go back where? You know where. Okay, so that's a business.
Why do I feel like
that's a business?
I feel like France is still punishing Haiti.
You know, you see, what you say?
I feel like France is still punishing Haiti.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's what I feel like.
Because of your color.
I feel like they're still punishing Haiti, yes. Because Haiti overthrew them of independence.
Yeah, because if they don't do that, let me.
The country had paid you billions of dollars.
Let me tell you something.
Yet, let them rest.
Let me tell you this.
Are there some kind of shame or USA, being too embarrassed?
France, USA, Canada, that's a group of mafia.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Yes. Yes. Okay? So when you see they put their heads together and then they saying that they will destroy you in a minute, if you don't have the backup, you're gone. You're gone. And that's what they're doing right here in Haiti. Okay? So now you know what they're trying to do? Because they don't see how they are going to control the coming elections,
right,
with their guys that they already squeeze down, get all them sources, all them juice, okay, to put there as a president, they will have us fighting to one another for years and never have an election.
And now I want to send a shout out to Guy Philip because it has come to my understanding that Haiti is also tuned into the show. The politicians in Haiti is also tuned in. So, Guy Philip, I want to tell you, Kembela, Palage, Wondiavo, Peba Isen, Wavo, Nututavo.
But not only that, we have another person with now, the Haitian people would like to have as a prime minister to take us into the general elections. But you know, they're playing on him.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want him to be. I don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
He is Dr. Smith Manny.
Right.
Okay? He came from northwest of Haiti. that's a known person. That's a person who really, really know the state of Haiti.
Right.
But the thing is, if you're not going to please those big guys, it's not going to happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're saying that Guy Philippe is a problem, you saying that he's a problem. But just how I said, in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, he wasn't a problem.
You could have used them.
Yes. No, you use him.
So now, are they having a problem come with Guy Philippe because they can't use him anymore?
Not only that. If Guy Philippe gets in, we will have a different Haiti.
That's
trust
what
me.
I thought.
A different
a
Haiti.
A lot of Haitians are pulling for
we'll Guy have a different Philippe. Haiti.
So why Guy Philippe, all of a sudden, they have a problem with him? And not, the Haitian not, people want him?
Not even that. You know, he get together with Moïse Jean-Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Moïse Jean-Charles. They get together.
Right.
And then, they're so smart. They gone into our Supreme Court, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they pick a judge.
Mm-hmm.
They pick a judge. So, which means...
Who did that?
Guy Philippe.
Oh.
Moïse Jean-Charles. They get together. Moïse Jean-Charles said, okay, we need Guy Philippe to be a head of the of our council, our presidential council.
Right.
Okay? And we have a judge. Okay? They pick from the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take another person to make a tweet. Mm. But you are saying that they don't want it. So what do you want? So if you want to tell us that Haiti is a part of USA, just say it. But if it is a state of the USA, just say it.
But why?
What do you want?
But why would why would the U.S.? My thing is, why would the U.S. be imposing in Haiti and its politics? What the Haitian people wants is what the Haitian people wants. That shouldn't have anything to do with the U.S. The U.S. job should be to back us up and advise us any way they can. Am I correct?
Let me tell you something. You remember that when they went to Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm.
They spent 20 years down there, right? But after they finish get what they wanted to get, and then they say, okay, that's your country, keep it. That's the same thing for Haiti. In Haiti, we have a lot of stuff that they, okay, who could make money. A lot.
So.
A lot.
What's going on now? Do you feel like now the U.S. wants to do the same thing that they did? Okay. All right, you guys are still tuned in to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Indeed, I'm your host, Lady. We'll be right back after this.
Seyen, epi chita, s'il vous plaît, y'a prele pou radiografie. Tale. Se sa ki fè rele Saltan. Ou pa gen problèm nan Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor's, nou pa jam fè plize randevou rezultat. Sa vle di, antre, soti. Si tes depi stajo moutwe ekran, radiolog nou ka kondi alternatif tes depi taj sa. Kounya la mem. Ou bien, rele nou nan 328-81-57 pou fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor, ou bien rele nou nan 328-81-57 fè randevou a Fortress Diagnostic Center, Image at Grosvenor, ou bien visite lokasyon nou Kamake Lod Chodia.
Easter is right around the corner and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardians Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter Coloring Contest sign-up form. And let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardians Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I didn't talk to you, believe I've been moving.
Welcome back to Guardian 96.9 FM. It's indeed a pleasure to have you guys with us. For those who just tune in, we were talking about Haiti's politics with my guest here, Jean-Enol Altaïs. It's a pleasure to have you. But let's talk together. So if you just tune in, please stay because the topic is hot. You're going to learn a lot from what we're talking about today. Now, this is what I want to know, right? Mm-hmm. I want to know that my question to you is that, do you feel like the U.S. wants to choose somebody else to put in Haiti like they did with Ariel Henry?
That's what it is.
And the Haitian people are not giving them the Haitian people are not giving them the time and date this time.
let me tell you something quick. In 2004,
right
after they push out the former president Aristide.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. wanted to impose someone down there. And they did. Okay? But the thing is...
After the assassination, you said?
No. I'm talking about the former president, Aristide.
Aristide, okay.
In 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the thing is, for them to get through with their plans, they was agreed to choose a person from the Supreme Court as a president.
Right.
According with our constitution. Right? But later, they impose their own prime minister into that president, who was Mr. Larrotti,
mm-hmm.
who spent 40 years working for UN. Okay? But US and UN, they impose him. In their mind, they believe that any election that was going to be held, they will control it. But at that time, you have the former president, René Préval,
mm-hmm.
okay, who came back and won under the party that they call, okay, together, but they call them Lavalas, but they chosen another name. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Préval won under that ticket. And then he beat them in the first round. That's why they don't want to happen while we speak. Because they're looking at Moïse Jean-Charles, who has a lot of strength politically
mm-hmm.
on the ground right now.
Right. And
who is not on their side.
And then the Haitian people backing him up.
Oh, yeah. And then he is not on their side.
But that should be good for Haiti.
No, but he's not on their side. We are talking about the U.S., Canada,
and
France.
That's not good for U.S., Canada, and France.
Yes.
Because
so they need someone.
It's not on their side.
They need someone to compare with him. To compare with him, but they can't find it.
Right.
They can't find him. They can't find any person who could compare with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, having those two right now, Moïse Jean-Charles and Guy Philippe,
mm-hmm.
oh, that's a fire. That's a fire. And then trust me, like it or not, those two guys, they will make their impact.
They will be the right choice for Haiti.
That's why I would suggest to the CARICOM leaders to stay close in dialogue with those two guys. And then I would suggest to them too to stay close in dialogue with Dr. Smith Manny,
mm-hmm.
that who have a lot of persons on the ground, says that they be able to do so. The peace that they are talking about, they will be on their way moving forward. But if they believe that, having meeting every week, every 2-3 weeks,
when they have those meetings, is somebody from Haiti representing Haiti in those meetings?
Those political leaders who put anything in down there, they mean nothing to the Haitian people. Now the Haitian people don't even know them. They forget about them.
Right.
Some of them, they're 80 years old. Some of them, they're 75 years old. That's it all, fellas.
So where do you get them from?
Well, they get them because they've been working for U.S. for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working for U.S. for years. So U.S. know where they are. U.S. NBC know where they are. When they need them, they call for them. They believe that they could make impact. I am sorry One thing that I would say to the Caribbean leaders again, especially to the white prime minister, the honorable prime minister,
mm-hmm.
here in the Bahamas, keep reaching unto those guys to see what the best way that we can find to have the solution that you are looking for. Because if you keep having meeting with the guys that I've seen on the TV,
mm-hmm.
who could only talk on the talk show, but we can't go in the ground to mobilize any persons, trust me, that would be wasting of time. That would be wasting of time.
And guys, and that they
US,
don't even know about.
Tell US.
Even representing Haiti.
Yeah, tell US, if they want to engage CARICOM, let the CARICOM do their jobs.
Right.
Let them do their jobs.
You know that's never going to happen.
Because they qualify. if they are able to represent their country as a prime minister, so which means they are qualified, and then the majority of the people in their country put trust on them.
Yes,
so don't try to tell them what to do. All right? So tell them your plan. They could go down there to see how they could work it out. Because right now, the Haitian people start getting anger against CARICOM.
Wow.
I am listening to the news every day. They start getting anger against CARICOM. Saying that, now as a Caribbean leaders, you're trying to impose us your solution.
That should not be.
They said it's not going to happen.
Well, they could see that. Like, I'm going to say once more again, from watching the news worldwide, everybody's talking about it. They can see that the Haitians down there are not playing, especially barbecue. They're not going to take anything from people that, you know, especially what they know they don't deserve. You know, you can't just go and throw anything at them, especially when it comes to their country. They know what they need. You know, they know the solution to their country. Give them time.
Give them time.
Give them space. Let them do what they need to be done down here.
Just be out there as an advisor,
right,
international
just
advisor.
Advise them, but let them do what they need to do.
Okay, but don't tell them. Oh, just like okay, let's say this. How come the CARICOM leaders has stated by saying that this is the criteria for a Haitian person to be eligible as a presidential council member?
I don't think the CARICOM should do that because, first of all, you guys put somebody there. Somebody is there as the prime minister. Ariel Henry was there as the prime minister. The Haitian people don't even recognize him. He was not supposed to be there. So, first of all, that right there, he should have gone to jail.
But they keep him away. You can't even bring him back.
He should have gone to jail.
Not even that. They keep him out of the country.
That's a crime.
They keep him out of the country.
You support
you can't even bring him back.
That's not even supposed to be a prime minister with who never sworn in.
Yes.
In the country to be a prime minister. Come on now. Let's get this.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
Definitely they would know they're doing something wrong.
Yes. Let's be real. Don't let U.S. using you and then just to make you look bad in the front of the Asian people.
Well, you know, the people can't stand in front of U.S., you know.
No. Well, only one thing I could tell you.
You're talking about the great United States of America.
But if not.
Nobody. Small fries can't stand next to them.
But if not, they should keep Ariel Henry then.
So, well, they had no choice in that matter.
They should keep Ariel Henry then.
They had no choice. Barbecue said no, and it's a no. I'm with barbecue all the way.
Not even barbecue. All the 99% of the Haitian people say no to Ariel Henry.
I mean, politicians in Haiti that tune in.
No, he's no.
Philippe, shout out to you again.
You can't turn no and yes. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, the people have spoken, and they see. They serious this time.
But one thing again, I would suggest them to go back to our constitution, okay? Which means calling for the Chief Justice to be in the interim president.
They need to structure themselves.
Yes, and then he
right
could
now.
Sit down with the stakeholders and then to choose a new prime minister.
Because Haiti,
simple.
Haiti got to go
simple.
On. Haiti don't have no leaders, no parliament, no election.
Yes.
Since 2020.
4 years. More than 4 years.
Yeah.
More than 4 years.
So
right then, U.S. watch.
So right now, an election needs to take place in Haiti. They need to structure themselves. Definitely, a prime minister, a president needs to be selected.
You know what was amazing?
Come on.
You know what was amazing? The same Ariel Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The meeting before the last meeting, right? The CARICOM meeting. Doesn't have a shame to stand up in the front of the CARICOM leaders and saying that, give me more time till August 2025,
the devil
I will
is a liar.
Have an election.
The people showed him that couldn't happen.
I will have an election.
Why? You know what? That's the thing, you know. When it comes to power, people love power. Once they reach
that.
In, you know, he's traveling for free. He's getting, you know, he's with the big shots. So definitely, he don't want to lose that.
Yeah, but the thing is,
but you
born and you die, right?
That's right.
Okay.
You born and you die.
You have your limit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And thank God for that. Knowing yourself, you're not supposed to be there.
But you know, another thing that I think...
and that is why, again, that the gang leaders of Haiti said, Barbecue, they said if he can be there, he's a gang leader himself. He's a gangster. He just come into the country and impose himself on the people, knowing he's not supposed to be there. And that's why they said that. If he would step down, them themselves would step down. Am I correct?
We wouldn't have what we have there.
We wouldn't have what we have today.
No.
And we have that because...
Because
the US,
he's saying... No, because he's saying that he will extend his
And he
power,
will extend it.
His
and
time.
Then the international leaders are backing them up. That's the worst thing. I'm sure they're sorry that they did
but
that.
Let me tell you something. If the leaders really want to do a serious thing about what we have down there, each leader... And each country should sit down with those citizens that they have in their country to listen to their views.
From my perspective,
listen to them.
Listen to me. From my perspective, I don't think that the big, I'm not going to call names, the big international leaders wants Haiti to succeed. They want Haiti to stay the way it is.
Yes.
The big
Those three.
The big international leaders.
Those three.
Do not want to see Haiti succeed.
Yeah, those three.
They want Haiti to stay in poverty. They want Haiti to be in the state that it's in. They don't want Haiti to get better because they know with one little action that they do, they can change every situation in Haiti. A little drone, that's all it needs. And they can take Haiti to where it needs to be, but that's not what they want.
But my problem...
They want to see Haiti stay suffering.
Let me... My problem
as
is,
first
right?
black country to get independent, Haiti is paying for what it did to France. That's it. I'm just going to say what it is, because it's the truth.
The big international...
We have around 5,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Troops in our army. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the center. You know what they're doing? Sitting down and playing dominoes. Because you were saying that we can't use them.
That's my thing. So why?
We can't use them.
Okay, we've already.
More than 5,000.
5,000 troops. We have an army
sitting down
of ourselves dominoes. Doing nothing.
Playing dominoes.
But they don't want them to form. They don't want them to do anything. Whilst you want
spend
Bahamas,
$600 million.
Kenya,
$600
to
million.
Send
dollars.
Army. To Haiti, but Haiti doesn't want that to get foreign forces because you feel like they are a threat. That is why they don't want Haiti to use their own army because the U.S. feel like it is a threat. Come on, they know how Haitians is. United they stand. Come on. So why would you want the Haitians don't even want this. But because U.S. want it, so they have no choice.
I think the CARICOM leaders has to step in. And then to say,
yes,
we don't have any problem to help you. But the thing is, you have to give us our time, okay, in the way that we understand it, and then to get the problem solved. And each leader in each country should sit down with the community that they have there,
right,
to listen to their views.
Right.
And then to form their documents.
Right.
When they go into that meeting, at least they should carry one with them.
So they can have an idea of what's really going on or what they need to do.
They need to do.
But definitely we will be watching the situation. I'm going to have you on the show to come and see how it's going to unfold itself in Haiti. Your minutes is almost up. Time goes by very quickly. Is there anything else you want to say before we end the show?
All I want to say is let's go back to our constitution by calling the Chief Justice to be an interim president.
Mm-hmm.
And he could sit down with the stakeholders, the political party leaders, to choose a prime minister. And him and the prime minister will go back to them again and sit down to form the government. And then with that, we will have an electoral council. Trust me, in 2026, we'll have an elected president in place.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you because, like I said, I'm learning myself. And I'm sure my Bahamian community also learned a lot about Haiti's politics because I don't think they even had an idea of what was going on in Haiti. But you came and, you informed us what you needed to be done. So thank you so much for those who are tuned in.
Anytime you call for me, I will be there.
I appreciate it, my brother. Thank you so much to those who are tuned in. Don't forget, we are sponsored by The Great. If you want to be one, become one of our sponsors, just call at Guardian and you can be one of our sponsors where you get the Creole and you get the English to be one of our sponsors. Monsieur, mesdames, merci en pile de ce que nous t'es branché à Guardian 96.9 FM. C'est un plaisir l'été pour moi, pour m'ka animatrice panoua, communauté. Yes, don't forget, yeah, we are sponsored by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great evening, Bahamas. Enjoy your Sundays. Let's Talk Together in English was brought to you by Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, the Bahamas' largest and most experienced dedicated radiological center.